With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Iran now says the Strait of Hormuz is fully closed until the end of the U.S. blockade on Iranian ports. A message last night from the Revolutionary Guard Navy says, quote, approaching the Strait of Hormuz by any vessel will be considered cooperation with the enemy, and that vessel will be targeted. Two ships were shot at yesterday. Scripture is being heard in the nation's capital this week. Beginning this morning, every verse of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation will be read aloud at the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C. An army of volunteer readers will take the podium for brief stints from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. until the job is done in 7 days. The event is called America Reads the Bible. President Trump is scheduled to read Scripture via video from the Oval Office on Tuesday, April 21st, during the 6 p.m. Eastern Time hour. Amongst the other readers will be members of his cabinet, governors, members of Congress. A 90-minute special aired last night on many of these stations. Lawyers for President Trump are trying to resolve his $10 billion lawsuit against the IRS. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
According to a federal court filing, the president's legal team and the IRS are talking and trying to reach a settlement. Trump's lawyers asked a judge to pause the case for 90 days while the two sides seek a resolution. Earlier this year, the president filed a lawsuit against the very government he oversees. He's seeking $10 billion in damages over the leak of his tax information to news outlets between 2018 and 2020. Greg Clugston, Washington.
South Korea says North Korea has launched multiple ballistic missiles this morning toward North Korea's eastern waters. The South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff says the launches happened early from the eastern Sinpo area. Says South Korea's bolstered its surveillance posture. This is SRN News. Election races for local school boards, long ignored by voters and journalists, have become big news lately. The races are hotly contested in many states as they have become forums for debates over transgenderism, LGBT books, and religious freedom. The races have attracted a lot of attention in contentious districts in Wisconsin, Missouri, Alaska, and Oklahoma. Those areas are all wrestling with questions of parental rights. School board elections typically have relatively low voter turnout. Recently, they reached nearly 40%. At the recent 70th session of the UN Commission on the Status of Women, a U.S. delegate submitted a draft resolution to define gender in alignment with its traditionally accepted usage as referring to men and women. The U.S. proposal immediately received significant blowback from other delegates. Sweden's representative framed it as a, quote, attempt to turn back the clock 30 or 40 years. It was ultimately voted down. This is SRN News. A life jacket worn by a passenger on the Titanic sells for more than $900,000 at auction.
An unidentified telephone bidder has purchased the life jacket worn by Titanic survivor Laura Mabel Francatelli. She was a first-class passenger on the doomed ocean liner. She and other survivors signed the flotation device. The winning bid, £670,000, or $906,000 U.S. dollars. The auction took place Saturday in Western England. Henry Aldrich and Son Auctioneers also auctioned off a seat cushion from one of the Titanic lifeboats for $527,000 U.S. dollars. That'll go to the owners of two Titanic museums in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and Branson, Missouri. I'm Donna Warder.
Today is Sunday, April the 19th. It's the 109th day of 2026 on this date in history. 1897, the first Boston Marathon was held. The winner was John McDermott. This is SRN News.